Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is November 10th, 2021, 7 p.m., and this is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. This time we're going to have a call to order, invocation, and pledge of allegiance. If you all stand, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, please.
Dear Lord, thank you for all you have given us. Please continue to watch over this town, over this board, over the people who work here, our veterans as we celebrate Veterans Day tomorrow, and over all the people in this country. Please bless us and continue to stay with us and guide us as we go through these trying times. Your will be done. Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm Lois Hall, chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair.
Kristen.
Kristen Pearson, board member.
Shannon Munn, board member.
Brian Burris, board member.
Okay, we're going to start with public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. When you go to speak, please step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. This time I'm going to ask for approval of the minutes from our October 13th, 2021 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 13th, 2021 meeting minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, at this time we need approval for the agenda for tonight's meeting, November 10th, 2021.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. Informational items. We're going to start with Logandale Trails Planning Area. The Bureau of Land Management, BLM, Las Vegas Field Office will be presenting their land use planning efforts for the Logandale Trails Planning Area. The Logandale Trail area is currently managed by part of the Southern Nevada Extensive Recreational Management Area. The BLM is proposing to amend the 1998 Las Vegas RPM to designate Logandale Trails as a special recreation management area. This would also develop a recreational area management plan and a travel management plan. Is there anyone here from BLM?
Yes, Kenny Kendrick from the BLM. Good evening. Before I start, I just want to point out that tonight we're not accepting any formal comments about the project. However, we will go over the ways to submit formal comments for the project. So thank you all for having us here tonight. My name is Kenny Kendrick, and I will be the project lead for the proposed Logandale Trails project. So tonight I will be going over the proposed project, which would consist of amending the 1998 Las Vegas Resource Management Plan, developing a recreational area management plan that would include a travel management plan. I will also be going over the timeline and where the BLM is processing the weight of the information and how to provide comments. The proposed Logandale Trails planning area is approximately 15,000 acres of Bureau of Land Management lands. The Logandale Trails planning area borders the Valley of Fire State Park to the west and a majority to the northern and southern border. The eastern boundary is adjacent to the Bureau of Reclamation's private lands of Moapa Valley and the community of Logandale and Overton. An interactive searchable map is available at Station 5 on the virtual public website, which is, the link is provided in that handout that we provided. Due to the increase in the local population and recreational-based activities has amplified the need to improve the recreation management at Logandale Trails. In order to improve the recreation management, the BLM is proposing to amend their current resource management plan, develop a recreation management plan that will include a trail management plan. The BLM will fulfill the National Environment Policy Act, NEPA, requirements through the development of an environmental assessment. This plan will provide site-specific management that will enhance trail-based recreation for motorized and non-motorized recreation activities. The Logandale Trails system and hopefully will reduce the conflict with recreational users and resources such as biological and cultural resources. I'm going to start off by going over the resource management plan. Currently, Logandale Trails is identified in the Las Vegas Resource Management Plan as an extensive recreational management area, which is an administrative unit where recreation is generally unstructured and dispersed. BLM is proposing to amend the resource management plan and change the designation of the Logandale Trails area to a special recreation management area, which is an administrative unit that the BLM manages with recreation as a primary management focus. In addition to the designation of the Logandale Trails as a special recreation management area, the BLM is also proposing to develop a resource or recreation area management plan. This plan will serve as a guiding document for managing recreation use in the area, including but not limited to off-highway vehicles, camping, hiking, target shooting, and special recreation permits for commercial and special events. This plan will include a trail management plan. The goal for the recreation area management plan is to provide the BLM with site-specific goals, achievements, and strategics for managing the area to achieve desired recreational settings and experience and outcomes while avoiding conflicts between recreational and other resource uses. This plan will provide the BLM with more specific management directions for their special recreation management area. The travel management plan will identify existing routes and trails in the Logandale Trails area to determine the appropriate management for those routes. Possible designations for these routes could include open to the public, routes for administrative use, and routes to be closed or rehabilitated. The travel management plan will also identify the types of travels that will be allowed on each route. The travel management plan may designate new routes to help meet the goals and objectives of the recreation management plan and the Las Vegas resource management plan. The BLM is preparing an environmental assessment associated with the resource management plan amendment, the recreation area management plan, and the travel management plan in compliance with NEPA. The BLM is conducting a 45-day scoping period that began on October 22nd and will continue through December 6th of 2021. So on November 17th, a virtual meeting will be held. There was a link provided in the handout that we get handed out to you guys, and we do recommend that you guys register prior to the actual meeting. For more information on the projects and ways to provide comments, you can go to the Logandale Trails website, which is, the link is provided in that handout as well, and we'll go over it shortly after this. And then there's a few ways that we can go ahead and provide comments. So there's actually four ways. We can go ahead and email the Logandale Trails project email site. We can the virtual public meeting, the e-planning website, and also by mail. And all of those links are in the handout that was provided. So that's all I have right now. We'll go ahead and switch over to the actual website that has more additional information on it.
Aye.
All right, so I have a little bit of technical difficulties, but for more information, there is the Logandale Trails public website, and if you go on here, it'll go through all the steps. So it gives a brief description of the project, the public meeting dates, all the links and everything that are on this website. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the website, it'll also have these different stages where you can see the welcome and project and project introduction, the information about the resource management plan amendment, child management plan, frequently asked questions, the NEPA and planning involvement. There's also the section for the recreational area management plan, and there's primary questions considered. So these are all some issues and stuff that we're already considering. And then the last station is how to provide comments. And scroll up to the top again, please. And so these are some of the ways to provide comments also here on the front. So the mailing site, we can just go ahead and mail it to the office. There's a website, the Logandale Trails email address. And then if you go to the station 8, there will be a link to the NEPA page, or it's e-planning page, where you can find comments there as well. So that's a quick rundown of the project, and we'll be here to answer any questions, if you guys have any questions about the project.
How do you go about trail designation and what the uses are, and what's the input from the involved parties, i.e. vendors, off-road organizations, equestrian organizations?
So is what we have done is we have contracted out through a company to do a trail inventory for that area. And we're using that data as a baselining data of the trails. And if you click on the searchable interactive map, I believe it was on station 5, it does have all those routes that we have as the inventory. If there are any additional routes that are not on that inventory, we are accepting those as well. We would just need like the shape files of those. You can just send it to the email that's on the website. And then we'll go through it, and what we're doing alternatives, the three basic alternatives, and it could be as is to open, and we'll go through those designations process through the ID team. And then for the public to provide comment, if there's a certain route that you guys want to see open or keep open, if there's a certain a reason for that, to provide comments for those route specifics, we can just do that through the website.
I think what you'll have a little bit of feedback. I think this is a great proposal to move forward to having something more concrete. The arguments we hear and the arguments we've heard about Goldview that are going to be the same thing we hear about here is trails being closed down to use, that's traditional use, and certainly we want to make sure that our stakeholders are involved to make sure that we kind of adhere as closely to that traditional use as we can. I'd hate to see us back to where it's an us versus them thing in a community again, if we could provide some positive input. And so my suggestion would be maybe if there's a possibility of BLM reaching out to the users, you know, you got Vegas Valley four-wheelers, you've got the MRAN groups and places like that, and get with those user groups up front and talk about what their use is, and then see if it fits that master plan and see if we can closely match what we have existing already.
Okay. Yeah, we have reached out to some of the OHB groups. I know Vegas Valley Four Wheelers has provided comments, and we have been in contact with their president, so they are aware of this project. But yes, we're trying this.
That's all I had.
Anyone else from the board? Anything from the public? Anyone would like to speak? Step up to the mic, name. Address.
My name is Lori Houston. I live at 515 McDonald Avenue. I have lived here for over 22 years. I was actually involved in tourism out on the Logandale Trail system. Our group was intricately involved in the GPSing of the trails and the naming of most of the spots out there were done by us. I feel like having an outside entity come in, which I don't know who you've hired, and map our trails is truly insulting and horrible. I don't think that's, I mean, how can somebody tell us from outside use, just from this little teeny 45-day thing, what trails, I mean, it's already done. You already have the maps. They're already there. So my comment is, I think that we need more local involvement of people who are, and I can tell you who they are. You know who they are. They worked with the BLM for years. So the woman who sat next to Elise McAllister was my best friend, who helped her GPS all these trails. Not having local involvement seems very, very cruel and separatist, and I think it will cause a lot more problems down the road than if you had somebody from here in the committee that has been involved in the trails from years and years past.
Thank you. And we are still at the beginning stages of this, so we are still accepting public comments. And if there's anything that we have missed, that's why we have it up right now. If there's any trails or anything that we have missed, we would like that information.
Are you using the maps that are that have already been given out, that were official maps from PIC and those organizations?
Those routes are on there, yes.
Are there any other comments from the general public? Okay, well, we thank you for coming out and sharing with us, and we will let the community know what's going on. Okay, at this time we're going to move on to planning and zoning. We've got 12721 PC. Number one is VS 210613. Sean Tollister, JC Broadhead, to vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Claridge Avenue, located between Higher Street and Matus Street within Moapa Valley. Come on up.
We are trying to vacate.
I'll state your name and address.
Okay, Sean Tolster, 2740 Taylor Street.
Thank you.
So the four property owners that this affects, from Higher to Matus, have been aware of it since our submittal to the county. That's been approved through them, so it's gone to you guys now. They're aware of it. We've never met personally next meeting. But Dave Williams wasn't able to be here, but he can be if he needs to, if any of you guys need the fourth property owner. But we're just asking to vacate a piece of road that really isn't a road. It's one of those old mapping. It's a road, but it's not a road. It's essentially what it is. We're just asking to vacate it with access for easements, watering. Anybody that needs access to it for utilities is a part of that. It's in the agreement with the county, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're asking for support of today.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak either for or against this measure?
Arlene Carroll, CARL, 2795 Matus. My husband and I are in support of this.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Diana Tudor, 2710 Matus Street. And I'm in support of it. Way before they did it. 30 years ago.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to make a motion that we accept this vacate and abandonment as written.
Hold on a second. So are all four of the property owners that this affects, are they all in support of it?
Yes.
Awesome. You're good?
Yes.
Okay. That was my only concern, because originally it said vacate to Taylor in your letter, and so the only problem that the property that I had an issue with was Austin's property right there on the corner. Perfect. So good.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. We accept as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passes. We're going to move on. There's no general business at this time, so we're going to open up for general comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if anyone has anything to say, come on up to the podium, state your name and address, and we'll hear what you have to say. Come on, Lori.
I didn't even know about the billion part. I love you guys, and I know you do good work. So I just wanted to say that, but I think local people should be involved. I'm here today A 515 McDonald, Lori Houston. Because I work next door to our urgent care, the Mississippi Urgent Care. And I perceive today's activity as a medical emergency, not a crisis, an emergency. As I sat in my office today, I saw a gentleman who's battling cancer. And he had an agreement to meet there today to get his blood tested so that he could find out if he was dying or not. He pulls up and he sat there for probably a half an hour and I went out and talked to him. I saw a person who needed stitches today pull up and there was no doctor there. I saw a person who was out of her medication and it's only Wednesday and she won't be able to, she can't drive. She can't drive out of this valley. Won't be able to get medication now until Monday. I saw a child pull up who was ill. I believe our valley is in a medical emergency. We need more services. I adore the physician's assistant that we have. He has saved my family's health more than one time. But we need to figure out a way in our valley to get grants or something to have a regular medical professional here that is open and can be a primary care physician. Today was so upsetting and hurtful. I went out car after car. I couldn't get my work done. I am involved in the Pray Deeply tomorrow. I couldn't get that done. I'm going to go home right now and wash my car because I need to do that. But we really need to figure out a way, and I will help whatever I need to do to get that happening in our valley.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public? Okay, our next meeting will be December 1st, 2021. It is now 7:22 and this meeting is adjourned. So, if we could...